This is the outline for the talk. I'll just give a just an overview of the RMIT Space Research Centre. I'll also have a look at some of our past projects, the RMIT Australian Space Research Program project, which was a very successful project and received a number of awards and things from that project, so it was very good. Okay, the RMIT Space Research Centre, SPACE is an acronym, stands for Satellite Positioning, Atmosphere, Climate and Environment. It was launched in November 2010. The centre focuses on the development of platform technologies for space, atmosphere and climate, including new methods, new algorithms and frontier technologies in space situational awareness, space weather, weather and climate, atmospheric mass density, ray tracing based on geometrical optics and satellite positioning, navigation and timing. And we've got six researchers who are all paid from grant funding, and 10 PhD students and a centre manager. And really the centre came about because of this contract, receiving this ASRP project, this Australian Space Research Program we received, was titled Platform Technologies for Space, Atmosphere and Climate, and received $2.8 million from the Australian Government. The goal of the work was to contribute to our space industry, particularly in space situational awareness, satellite navigation, positioning and timing, space debris tracking, atmospheric modelling, and so on. They represent the eight work packages that we were in the actual project. And the consortium members, well, RMIT were the leaders. We had Curtin involved as well. UNSW were involved. They were working on their GNSS receiver, which can be used in space. And we also worked with the Bureau of Meteorology, in particular John LaMarshall. And there we looked at GPS radio occultation, and we really put that process through the ringer. We tested that in every way we could possibly think of, and we compared it to radio sound measurements, and we come up with the conclusion that the GPSRO data is a really good data type for meteorological purposes. And it was eventually assimilated into the Bureau's weather forecasting system, numerical weather prediction system, and it received the results from the inclusion of GPSRO were quite good. It improved weather forecasting by about 8 hours on a 5-day forecast, which is quite significant. Two more campaigns were run after that, and they all showed a beneficial improvement when using GPSRO. And now it is part of the operational system, so it's quite good. And of all the Bureau's instrument types that they use for numerical weather prediction, they use more than 30 types. It's ranked in the top 5 or 6 instruments. So that was quite good. And with EOS, well, they continued their excellent work, and we now are involved in the CRC for Space Environment Management. I'll just talk a little bit about the GPSRO occultation technique. Basically, it consists of a GPS satellite, which is around about 20,000 kilometres from the Earth. It has transmitters on board transmitting L-band signals. The low-Earth orbiters have GPS receivers on board. And as the signal from the GPS to the LEO satellites is occulted by the Earth and the Earth's atmosphere, the signals are bent due to the refractive gradients in the Earth's atmosphere. And from this bending, we can determine the temperature, pressure and refractivity and the humidity in the lower atmosphere. And we can also determine the electron density at that particular location in the Earth's ionosphere. And the technique works really well.